Whether the American public is quite as excited about the Jubilee as the TV networks is debatable, but no one's missing a chance to feed their fascination with the younger generation of royals. For many Americans, this weekend's events will be a shadow of last year, and questions on the prince's thoughts that day about their mother.
I think she had the best seat in the house, probably. She would have loved to have been there. She would have loved Kate.
When I spoke with your brother, he said, even though your mom wasn't able to attend your wedding, that she had the best seat in the house.
Yeah, definitely. No, she did.
You must have missed her so much that day.
Yeah, it was very difficult. It's the one time since she died where I've thought to myself it would be fantastic if she was here, and just how sad, really, for her, more than anything, not being able to see it, because I think she'd loved the day. I'm just very sad that she's never going to get a chance to meet Kate.
The presence of his wife in Jubilee events has certainly increased the buzz about what seems a peculiarly British affair. But in America's capital, you get a sense the view of royalty is a complex one.
We don't have a royal family, so it's fun for us to kind of watch them over there.
We'll have tea and, crumpets, and watch as much as we can. Big fans of Downton Abbey, Sherlock Holmes, and obviously the royal family.
I think the dream of living in a castle and wearing pretty dresses is something Americans probably want, but I think we also don't really relate to who they are in terms of their position in the country.
But America has been wowed by some of the royals already, and that might just guarantee there will be an army of royal watchers on this side of the pond for a while yet. Greg Milam, Sky News, Washington.